Alrighty. So, I guess I'm gonna read. This thing I wrote a little while ago. The Book of Passion. Red pages drenched in the ethereal, never-ending, forever pulsing blood. Having been dropped in one of the drainage pools and floating around for a century, or infinity, no matter means as much as imagination, is the matter of dreams, and they come to life. The ink turned gold from the pleasure the book felt, from soaking in eternal blood. Flowing and trickling down into further and further pools. Down, down, down. All the way into the deep dark. A brave soul with unquenchable desire for exploration and experimentation traveled to this dark realm, set foot in the old dust, breathed in deeply the stale, wicked air, and swallowed some of it. His armor gleamed a light from some unknown light source. Other than that, it was pitch black as night, with no moon, no stars. The light that reflected off the scuffed and scarred metal was all there was to illuminate his path. He learned the law of this land quickly and felt everything around him intuitively. He began to stomp forward through the dark hall, past open door, broken lights, destroyed furniture. The place stank. There were creatures there when he first stepped through from the other side of the portal. They ran away. We fear the unknown, but you shouldn't do that, because no matter what you do, no matter what you say, we're all the same thing, positive and negative, and what we make between. That means fear is karma. Karma are portals, one place to the next, and when you don't pay attention to her, she gets angry with you and starts hitting you harder and harder until you start playing with her. Then she gives you treats. Fear is a servant. And when it is not, it is to be evicted, swift and unrelenting. Love her gently. Infinite reality means there are realms we exist within, and we shift to the next closest realm based on our karma when we make a decision and act on something. Stomping through, he saw a gold thread shine in the distant end of the hall, and he knew he had to run. There was something big in one of the rooms, real big, and it wasn't smart enough to even know what was happening. The smaller critters are food for them. They are the lost souls fallen in a pit for turning off their hearts and guts. Some learn and grow and find the courage to walk through the portal to the next realm. All it takes is a step. Oh, and some imagination. Just a little bit of imagination. Boy, what you think you made up, Play-Doh? That's not part of what I wrote, but okay. Oh, right, okay. No matter how many times the critters get eaten, they always come back and must avoid the great big thing meandering the halls. This is their home until they grow their pretty neurons enough to know They can be anything they believe, but they all believe they deserve to suffer. And that's why they're in there pretending to be food for a big dumb beast. The beast means no harm. He has no eyes, can hear anything in a 40 to 50 foot radius. This strange creature is a found soul that had gone to its chosen heaven. This creature is in paradise. That's why this particular hall is great for those sweet little lost souls crying about how they won't use their widow imaginations to believe they can be anything they want. The explorer sprinting aims for the door at the end of the hall. Beast barely noticed. No sweat. He knows the door is locked and will have to put some force into it. Jump, slamming both feet into the center of the door and sliding through feet first into the light. Book under his arm, sits up from the green dew-soaked grass and lets out a deep breath. Birds just start to chirp. Like, oh hey, there he is. He laughs softly. Am I really a girl? The halls ask itself. The air is cold. Steam wafting from the bathroom shower illuminated by the light above the sink. She doesn't remember how to become organic living matter anymore, since so long ago, when she was shattered by that awful man. Don't know where he is now. It's like he just disappeared. She wanted to tear him to pieces, since now she enjoys that kind of thing, since he did that to her. She figured he'd appreciate the favor since he was just trying to share what made him happy, I guess. She thinks. Okay. We do random things in this place these days because we've already done everything else already and already again, and we still do, but, like, we have to mix it up from time to time just so we can get on to seeing something newer again. Again, it said. And I'm stunned.